This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Started yawning at a ref. Sit his down. Put him on the bench. Oh.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
All right, Steph. Steph on the verge of his 37th birthday on Friday.
And about to hit another milestone with two more threes.
Yep. That will be done Thursday.
He's too old.
You know what's funny? A lot of people were talking about how that's going to be an untouchable record. I wonder. Just because when Curry came into his career,
yeah,
he was only shooting, maybe about five a game. And now guys come into the league and they're early in their careers are taking eight or nine a game. And I don't know. I don't know that that's going to be untouchable.
But it's like when I hear Draymond has more threes made than Larry Bird. Like, what do I do with that? I understand why the game has changed. But, Steiny, we might get a – there'll never be another Steph. There just won't.
Not here.
It's going to be real hard to touch by the time he's done. Like, there's only one other player in the history of basketball that's above 3,000.
Can we get this to play a little trivia?
Right, but like, what about a guy like, and I'm not saying he's, but what about Trae Young? He's really young, and he came into the league shooting a lot of threes.
Still shooting.
We'll see. Yeah. I mean, he's going to go down probably, he's the greatest shooter the game's ever produced.
Real quick, Steiny.
I don't think anybody denies that.
You just told Evan a story, and somebody was discussing Evan, and without his knowledge. And then before Evan left, I go, yeah, let's tell that person to keep his name out your mouth.
I don't like that phrase.
Why?
Because you don't tell me, and I don't tell you what comes out of your mouth. That's the U.S. of A.
But a person saying, talk about a different subject but me.
I won't.
Why does that bother you?
Give me a name of somebody who I should keep out of my mouth.
Well,
that didn't sound great. Yeah. Blake Snell. He stinks.
Exactly. There we go.
Exactly.
Well, if there's Blake Snell news, then yeah, but this was random.
I mean, it would be like you, like, I was not a fan of what LeBron did. To Stephen A. Smith. Come on. It was the middle of a game.
Yeah, right.
It was the middle of a game.
And Bron looked like the Jolly Green Giant. He was so
Hey, Stephen A.'s not small either. He's got to be about 6'3", I would think. But
we got to cut that hair, man.
I mean, Listen, I like LeBron, but do it in the tunnel. Do it outside of the cameras.
But that, I think that's what he wanted for effect.
I know he did. That's the point.
That's what I don't like.
That's what I don't like
Barkley
either.
Said what he wanted about Kendrick. It wasn't about going viral. He was just saying it. He's unfiltered, I believe.
That's not good.
I didn't like
the Barkley, both of them.
And you're going to be working together.
Ostensibly. We'll see.
Those idiots over there. Like, damn, Chuck.
But then Kendrick Perkins' reply about we keep it real.
But it was in writing,
409?
Yeah, it was in writing.
Where is that? That's got to be deep in Texas, I got to believe.
Port Arthur, I believe, but he's from Texas.
You can't have your talent. You can't have your big commentators threatening violence on each other.
And there's Bob Myers up there right next to him. I know he's like, Kendrick, come on.
Yeah, I know.
Bob is uncomfortable on that show. I'll say that.
That'll get Bob. Kendrick Perkins about to get Bob Myers back in the league faster than he wants, maybe. I don't know. I'm looking at the games remaining. And, you know, people are saying they can get to this spot, they could get to that spot. So the Warriors have 17 more games left. Let's look at the Rockets.
Damn, 17.
All right, the Rockets have 17 more, too. So let's just say 17 games. What are the Rockets? 10-7?
I'll say 11. Yeah. You know what?
Well, if they go 11-6, it's over.
All right. Let's
say 10-7.
But can you get, tell me what they got.
Okay, so 10-7 would put the Rockets at 50 wins. They'd be 50-32. That means the Warriors would have to go 13-4.
I had 14-3.
13-4. They have 37 wins now. 13-4 gets them to 50-32. They'd win the tiebreaker. I mean, all right.
All right.
13-4 is still pretty hot.
But even if you get up there, you got to play five. That's a beast. That's a bear of a series.
That'll be Memphis.
Okay, man. Well, or Denver.
Or the Lakers.
Yeah, if they start slip, they were awful last night. Lost to Brooklyn. No Bron.
I mean, that's what I'm excited about, is if the Warriors stay at six, or even if they get to five, I think it's locking into one of the three teams, Denver, the Lakers, or the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
And when I look at each of those series, I'll take either one. I'll take any of the three because they all are going to have fascinating intrigue. The Grizzlies.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That'll be as chippy as it gets if the Warriors open with the Grizzlies.
Ja had 29 last night.
The Lakers, of course, with LeBron and Luka.
I don't put Houston in that group with Denver. Well, those two teams you mentioned. So I know right now that's not feasible, but if somehow you could get Houston, Steiny.
I don't see how.
I know.
I mean, I just don't see how.
I hate it, though. That's where I'd like to go.
You would have to have Houston and the Warriors leapfrog the Grizzlies. And the Warriors are four behind the Grizzlies, and the Grizzlies have 17 left. So let's just say the Grizzlies go 10-7. Then the Warriors got to go 14-3.
Yeah.
Can they do it? I mean,
they haven't lost with Butler. Jesus.
They lost.
Well, with him in the lineup, you just said they're undefeated.
No, they've won 10 in a row. Yeah, I guess
they lost against the Mavericks with Butler.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I knew they lost one game with Jimmy Butler. But, the Warriors got it going on right now. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, my God.
All right, we'll talk a little bit about Kuminga. Anthony Slater was on with the afternoon show yesterday. Let's talk a little Jonathan Kuminga. It looks like he's coming back when, Anthony?
From my understanding, you're very likely to see him soon. I could definitely see it Thursday night after these two off days, and then maybe a full practice. I think you might see him Thursday. It has taken longer than they hoped it would, but it's not like there's something.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And the Warriors tend to be ultra super duper conservative about that kind of stuff, particularly with somebody as young as Kuminga with his athletic ability and an ankle. Better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
So if you had to bet your life on it after hearing that?
Well, I mean, it would just be a guess. So I wouldn't make a bet on it. Now, you like to make bets when you just make a guess, which I kind of respect. I mean, you don't put a lot of thought in it. You just guess. And,
no, I just homework. You do homework all. Come on, Stoney.
What'd your homework tell you? Did you make any bets last night?
Yeah.
Actually, you don't have to tell me.
I did. Lakers.
I don't want to get in your business.
Lakers -4.5. They lost.
They lost.
Yeah.
Why'd you think the Lakers? Because you saw the Nets play the Warriors tough.
But I thought Luka was going to take an opportunity, and Reeves has just been a shell of himself since he's come back. He could hit the side of a barn. I thought they were going to take the opportunity to say, we got it without Bron. And they didn't.
I keep seeing the Lakers. The Lakers are real. They lost 2 in a row after 8 in a row, 8 wins in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to, hey, Warriors, like, that's the thing about the Warriors. One little hiccup.
That's the
one little hiccup,
you're
and
right.
they ain't going to get to 5.
That's what this life is about. You are right.
And they have the Rockets one more time. So that'll be a big game.
Jimbo says Stani taking sneaky no, he's taking shots at me.
Oh, but they're all good natured.
Yeah.
Gurus, I'll tell you what.
But 3 errors. I made 3 errors.
I've seen worse betters than you.
What? I'm in the Hall of Fame. What are you talking
about? Well, Carter's in the Hall of Fame.
See, this gets me mad. You gotta, gotta put some respect on my gambling. Come on, Stani. All the stuff I send you on the threads with the pluses. You just ignore it, and then when you just like to see me miserable.
I
do understand. I get it. How could you look at me and call me a bad gambler?
I didn't say you were a bad better. Yeah. I said I've seen betters worse than you.
Norm called me a bad gambler. I was about 22. Faust said it.
Oh, that's right. Thanks for bringing up Norm, because he's going to be the theme of the next 10 minutes.
Oh,
so,
boy.
This is,
this
is fair.
It's
game.
Real.
So Guru has a... has an annual family reunion in Texas.
Yeah. Yep.
And this one is no different this year coming up, and it's mid-June.
Yeah, 10 of us going.
Nice, uh-huh. Mid-June. And so apparently,
For the time off.
Guru goes to Nahegan and says, hey, you know, mid-June, I'm going to take some time off. And Nahegan goes, what about the finals?
didn't even think of it.
Guru says, I didn't even think of it. And Nahegan goes, let me ask you a question, Goo. How many Warrior fans right now would be confident going on a vacation in mid-June because they think the Warriors will be in the finals? Like, I'm sorry. If I got a trip back east,
right.
If I got a golf vacation scheduled for June,
I don't want to go.
June 15th, I am not pulling that reservation yet. I am absolutely not.
But... you feel like it. I feel like it's headed there. So the family, they're going without me because we talked about it, Johnny. I believe this could happen. Norm's response was like, no chance in hell. And he's a Warrior fan. I said, they're playing their ass off. But, Stani, for them to make it and get through 3 series, boy, they would have earned it. And I'd be a happy camper here back at the job.
B's knee says, save your vacations for NFL season. We don't take vacations during
what
we try
not to. Well, you know what he's
to.
Saying. that the Niners season might not be shaken up to be.
Yeah, well said. I didn't know.
Hopefully I'm wrong.
I mean, look, if my buddy invites me on a golf trip to Ireland in mid-June, I'm saying
you can't
or Bandon Dunes or Scotland or Kiowa or Pinehurst. I'm in, and I'll deal with the ramifications when they come. That's a bridge too far for me right now. That's
well, you
all.
Wouldn't get
that's
the time all. Off approved. You would have to be here for the finals.
We'll see.
But that's my point, is I'd say,
oh, okay, yeah,
I'd say Nahegan.
Yeah,
I'm leaving on the 15th. And he'll say, well, not if the Warriors are in the finals. And I'm like, hey, Matt, look, I like what's going on now too, but I'm leaving on the 15th.
They got action, man. They're going to I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I am so not saying that. But we have a big three now, man. And
I mean,
we got role players and starters. Just Potts is not even playing. Last guy, I mean,
okay,
you know, he'll be back. We just, it's almost like strength in numbers 2.0.
Well,
it wasn't like that when we lost to the Lakers a couple years ago.
Let's put it this way. Let's say somebody invited you to go to the Bahamas.
Never
June
been.
15th,
okay.
But you're a big Warrior fan. And you know if you said no, you know, if you said no, then they got to make the finals. But if you said yes, then you'd miss the final. Come on. Nobody's saying, you know what? Forget the Bahamas. They're going to be there.
Oh, yeah. No. Maybe if you're an OKC fan, and even that would be risky.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, they got to bet they got the best record in the league. So you're thinking that would be easier than saying the Warriors are going to make the finals.
Yeah, I'm not about to change my June plans just yet.
Well, we did. We got the ticket, and
good.
We'll plan accordingly.
All right, so you have no confidence now in the Warriors.
No, I don't think I'm going.
Like, nah, he's going to be rooting against him.
No.
Will Guru be at the family reunion in Texas in mid-June?
I don't think I will.
I think.
That's what I'm saying.
I think.
So you don't think they can make it?
Don't tell it to Norm.
I told them. He go, we'll go. We got nine of us.
See, this is where I'm very literal.
No, I'm being real.
This is where I'm literal.
I don't want to go.
Ask me the question
again. Do you think the Warriors can get to the finals?
I think they could get to the finals. I wouldn't bet on it.
Yeah, and I'm not betting on it, but I'm just telling you, I feel like I'm going to be here in June. And they're going
that
without
me.
That
would be unbelievable. I mean, if you are here in June,
that, oh
and
my
you're
God.
Missing that reunion.
Yeah, it's a great reason.
What a story that would be. Not you missing the trip,
yeah,
but the Warriors right. making the finals. Exactly.
They better win the title then.
Oh, boy.
I mean, what if they get there in a gentleman's sweep? Or?
Oh, man. That'd be the worst.
God, how would they stack up against whoever's kept Boston?
Dude, just tell you what.
Yeah.
Root for them to lose in the Western Conference Finals.
No,
that way it's no harm, no foul.
Warriors all day. Dub life. I want to see 5 for Steph, the chance for him to get it. 16.
6-5-0, and I'm with him. Guru, family over everything. You need to be at that reunion.
Not over employment.
So you?
Yeah.
Steph Curry's more important than your immediate family?
No, me trying to keep my gig.
The paycheck.
No.
Is more important than your family.
Stop. Yeah.
Hey, Slates. Anthony Slater.
Anthony.
What's going to happen when Kuminga comes back? Aren't we looking at a fight for minutes?
He's going to eat into Gui Santos' minutes. He's going to eat into some of Moses Moody's minutes. He's going to maybe, you know, nibble away from Draymond and Post and some of that because he's, you know, he's, we'll see if that does. He's going to have to play himself back into like, you know, a 30 to 34 minute per night type role. And that may never happen or, you know, or that may not happen this year.
That sounds very ambitious. What? 30 to 34 minutes.
Dude, he said it. He meant it. That's like Stephen A. Smith being on our roster again. He says, hey, Steiny, I need to talk to you. You and Goo. You're 3 days a week now. You know, you understand that Stephen A. Smith. You would be disappointed. So I'm saying Santos and whoever are you and I in this scenario. The talent supersedes, and Kuminga has a bigger upside.
So I broadcast harder than Stephen A. Smith. Is what you're saying.
No, he would take some of your time.
No, he wouldn't.
Time.
Well, he would take some of it, but.
But you would understand.
But Nahegan likes grit and grime and gamers. He wouldn't eschew me completely.
Yeah. You better be careful.
You better be careful.
I mean, look, I'm not. Kuminga's going to play 30 minutes, assuming he's back and healthy. He's going to play 30 minutes here and there.
I made it up.
I don't think there's.
Yeah.
I don't think You think he's going to play 30 minutes a night, let's say, a month from now?
I do. Wow. No, right, man. Like, tell me real quick why you did Guru right there. Wow.
What do you mean?
If he's doing
30 minutes is a lot. 30 minutes is a lot. So, I mean, right now, only Steph and Butler play over 30. Draymond's...
But he's more than capable.
Of course. But just because you're capable doesn't mean... Like, I don't see a scenario in which Kuminga's just going to get an automatic 25 minutes a night once he's healthy. Mm. That's all. I think there's going to be games where he plays a lot. But, man, 30 minutes a game... Like, that's where I do, and this is, you could replace anybody's, Kuminga's name with anybody.
Okay.
I mean, 30 minutes a game is really, that would really cut into the minutes of the players that have really kind of propelled this team outside of Jimmy Butler. And put it this way, if Kuminga starts to play 30 minutes a game, he's playing great. I mean, then he is playing great. And he is a big part of this team. But it's going to be a long way for Kuminga to go from coming back on Thursday against the Sacramento Kings to playing 30 minutes a night late in the season into the playoffs. Well, that's just me.
And you're not saying it, and I won't speak for you, Stoudy, but I think half of that battle is physically. Like, I get what Slater's saying, and everybody, you know, he's ready to go. He's got to have that ramp-up period. So,
oh, boy.
What happened?
This is from Uncle Looney on the text line. He says, Goo, the Dubs are 5-13 this year when Kuminga plays 28 or more minutes.
That was pre-Jimmy Butler. Ah, pre-Jimmy.
Well, I think it's like he's not going to get 28 minutes consistently. That's the point.
Yeah, I would tend
to. Nobody knows that to be fact.
Yeah, I kind of do. That's
what, I hear you.
That's being a basketball expert.
Let's make a bet.
Okay, well, what's the bet?
You guys are currently telling me you got Kerr's playbook and Kuminga's not going to be playing 30 minutes.
I would bet you that he won't average more than 30 minutes per game the rest of the season.
I'll allow the ramp up.
I got you. I wouldn't take that one because, right, he's going to start off small doses.
All right, after, let's say, the last, assuming he's back Thursday.
Okay.
Last 10 games.
Yeah.
I'll give you the last 10 games.
Yeah, I was going to say 15, but yeah, last 10 or 15.
We'll pick this up down the road.
Well, we can make the bet now. Last 10 games.
Evan, you and I got one coming. It's an oven.
This guy can be bluffed out of a poker game with a blink of an eye.
I'll school you in poker so bad.
What game?
All of them. 5-card, no stud, whatever you want. I can do it all.
You don't want me in midnight baseball.
What is that?
You never played that game?
No. I hate the name.
Well, it's called baseball and then midnight baseball.
That sounds like something from the 70s.
Yeah, maybe early 80s, maybe. Yeah, help me, 888-957-9570. Have you ever heard of the game midnight baseball? Basically what it is I think you give, let's say four players are playing, you deal everybody, 13 okay. cards, 13, 50. How many cards in the deck, 52? Okay. Everybody gets 13 cards and they turn them over face down. And then one guy turns his card over and let's say it's a king.
Okay.
All right. Then the next guy goes, he pulls his card over. It's a 3.
Yeah.
Turns the other card over. It's a 6. He's got to keep going because that doesn't beat a king.
This sounds like war.
Turns his third card over and it's a 6. So now we can go to the next guy because he's got a pair of 6s, which beats a king. So now the next guy starts peeling cards over. He gets a 5. He gets a 10. He gets a 9. Now he's got trouble brewing. There he gets a 10. Now we got a pair of 10s. The next guy's got to beat a pair of 10s. And you go around and something like that. Yeah. And then that's midnight baseball.
I haven't heard of that one.
There's regular baseball where the cards are up, but I don't think that it is the exact same game.
Evan Austin in San Jose say, Evan, you coaching? with the Kuminga. But we'll make that bet. We got to see what it looks like.
888-957-9570. Am I absolutely out of my mind?
People saying it sounds boring, that game.
510 says Steiny Faux Show made that game up. No. Come on, help me. Somebody, there's gotta be another old timer out there.
Baseball. That's what, wow.
You know, there actually is a midnight baseball game that's played every year in the Alaska League because during the summer, there's no darkness. And so they're allowed to play at midnight. It's the only baseball game in the country that happens at midnight.
Who plays?
It's like it's some Alaskan summer collegiate league, but they play at midnight every single year.
I locked into another Mountain Man, Life in the Bush.
By the way, we do have to talk. I got a glimpse at all your shows.
Oh, by the way, what happened to my TV?
Are you being real?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Evan, usually, talk to me. What was all
I'm going to say is there's not a whole lot of variety when it comes to Steiny's shows.
Mountain Men, Naked and Afraid, Alone, The Beast.
Evan's linking it to stuff.
The Alaska Bush, all those kind of shows.
I started Sicario just to throw in something else in the suggested queue.
Great call, E.
You know what? I saw that movie, Sicario. I thought it was going to be better.
You didn't like it?
I didn't think it was that good.
One of the greatest actors going. And I'm not going to make my fourth air of this show and pronounce
it. Oh, I think it was
Benicio
Brolin.
Del Toro.
Yeah,
okay.
Oh, no, it was Benicio. Yeah, that's right. I thought it was.
He's a bad dude.
I thought it was Brolin.
He's also in that
Brolin's
movie.
Yeah, okay. So I don't know. It just didn't. I was really looking forward to it.
And what happened?
I just didn't.
I loved it.
It didn't kind of do it for me. Yeah. Unlike the Dylan movie.
Well, it's kind of like the 49ers. They just, you know, there's a lot of cleaning house in that movie.
Boy. Exactly. Man. And we'll get into the 49ers
12,
on the other side. We got Cam Inman coming up at noon. In case you haven't been following the 49ers, they aren't really the 49ers anymore. They're going to be a different team next year, clearly. They have lost, by my count, 11 players are gone from last year's team. And we got to talk about kind of what's going on with them right now.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.